Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall update. Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe.
A rare rainy day this summer.
Indeed.
Not used to that.
Everything is, when I look around, the green lawns everywhere aren't so green. That's stressed. So this is good rain for the lawns and the shrubs and trees.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's coming during the middle of the work week, so who cares?
That's right.
Unfortunately, it does look a little inclement for Friday's event out of Marina Bay, so I know you're going to be preparing for that, right?
Yes, indeed. I'm actually heading up there now, meeting with the team, see how we're going to accommodate the tents and so forth to keep people dry. I mean, ironically, it is a Navy park, so, you know, folks in the Navy used to get a little wet, I suppose, but it is what it is. We can't control the weather, and, you know, we can't, it's not something we can postpone. It's booked so far ahead with all the guests coming, so we'll make the best of it, and it'll be a wonderful day.
So for folks who aren't aware, it's this Friday, 10 a.m. at Marina Bay, the unveiling of the Lone Sailor statue in Quincy Navy Park.
That's correct, at the lovely Marina Bay.
Yes. And so it is go, rain or shine, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay,
yep.
Very good. And it is open to the public, yes?
It is open to the public, indeed. We have special seating for a lot of guests, but yes, it is open to the public.
Okay. Is this kind of on the level of a General's Bridge dedication with howitzers and bands? Or
No, not quite that level. One is we don't have the room here.
Right.
I mean, the General's Park and Bridge area. There was a lot more room to work with. So this is a different layout, different setup, but it'll be very meaningful nonetheless.
Will there be anything happening out on the water?
Could be. we might have a surprise with Boston Fireboat.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. Admitted, as you mentioned, it is a Navy event, so...
There certainly won't be any aircraft carriers coming in the Marina Bay.
No, I didn't think that. Yeah. Okay, very good. So that's this Friday at 10 a.m. Before that, though, an event at noon today out at the Marina Bay that you're preparing for.
Yes, I've been invited to go out to Victory Point. Donato, the owner, does a great job there. And my understanding, they're cutting a ribbon for his new ice cream shop. And they're raising a little money for the animal shelter, which is always a great thing.
Yes, yeah, it's at noon today. And your folks are invited to bring their own pups and also see some dogs available for adoption from the animal shelter, too. So that's a great, great cause for sure.
There you go, Joe.
I know the construction of the new animal shelter up on Quarry Street's coming right along, yes?
Yes, it is. It's really shaping up. Contractors doing a great job. I was up there the other day and tremendous progress. So we're very pleased with that.
That's great. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary this year of doing
some
great work.
I mean, you know, you go back to the old place on Broad Street, it was really primitive and not really a good spot for it. So, you know, obviously we have a nice interim spot, but, you know, that community has been pushing for a long time, and sometimes the wheels of government are slower than for various reasons, but it's finally shaping up. It's going to be state-of-the-art and a great home. I mean, these volunteers are just that. They volunteer to help out at the shelter. We have two animal control officers that help patrol the city and try to keep things under control animal-wise. but these folks are very dedicated and do a great job.
Absolutely. Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about possible preparations for the impacts of Hurricane Debby here on Friday? Mostly, it looks like, in the form of some heavy rainfall.
That's what our meteorologist is saying. Doesn't look like the way the track's going, we won't get a lot of wind, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But we will be dealing with some rain, although the map I saw last night, it looked like more west of us was going to get the heaviest of rain. Mm. So that's okay with me.
Yeah.
If a couple of inches, we can deal with that. But if it gets real excessive, as you know, depending on the tides and where we are with capacity, then it becomes problematic. So hoping for the best, but our teams will all be prepared. We have the typical trouble spots that DPW keeps an eye on. They'll be adjusting tide gates, checking tide gates, and have the pumps ready to go.
Right. It's not a bad, I guess, prep time, you know, for what comes later this season when hurricane season really kicks in our area is the fall mostly.
Yeah, late summer, early fall, and that's correct. I mean, we got, as you know, we got great leadership in our departments and some very dedicated employees, and, you know, we've been through a number of these things over the years, and, you know, we prepare. Thank God we don't get them that often, but we get events enough that we know how to prepare and to make sure we get the right resources in place, including lining up outside contractors. We get some great folks that we can count on in the private sector as well. So, you know, hopefully this will be a light one.
Sure, absolutely. There is an event, I know you're scheduled for tonight, National Night Out, Pageant Field. Looks like the weather is kind of iffy for that, so we'll have to see how that pans out.
Yeah, exactly. I'll have to check in with the chief later today, see what's going on. That is a national program. It's been going on for a long time. Quincy, some years, has been more active in it than others, but certainly time to appreciate our public safety officials and men and women of the police department and the good work they do in our community, keeping us safe.
Sure. And this is National Community Health Center Week. I know the city is a very proud sponsor, a supporter of Manna Community Health Center for many, many years.
Yes, actually was started by the city of Quincy way back when.
Yep.
So Manna does a great job, and we work with them on a number of initiatives, and we're grateful for their work. And, of course, we do have South Cove Health Center in our city, too, which serves a lot of the Asian population located in North Quincy. So we thank the folks at National for our National Health Care Centers, National Health Centers Week, and they do it in a way that is so much more economical than having to go to a hospital or emergency room. So healthcare today is very complicated, as we are now seeing with the whole Kearney closure. So we're grateful for the presence of both Manit and South Cove.
Yes, indeed. Is the South Shore Health Center in Quincy Center, is that coming to a close?
The BI Urgent Care?
No, the one right on Hancock Street, South Shore Health at the Fat Cat building.
Oh, okay. Those are more medical offices. That's not really a health center.
Okay.
Those are rentals from really doctors that work out of South Shore that rent space there for their practices. It's not a health center.
I see. Okay. Just wondering. It looked quiet there for the past couple of weeks.
Well, maybe nobody's sick. That'd be nice.
That would be great. Quincy 400 next year, Mayor.
Indeed. Going to be quite a year. Dave's working very hard. We're trying to nail down the calendar, get it cemented in. And we've also engaged an outside company to help us with corporate sponsorships to help pay for some of the great events that we're going to be putting on. So strap yourself in, Joe. It's going to be a great year.
I know you're really hoping to at least break ground on the new Adams Presidential Center. Do you think that will take place?
I'm not sure it'll take place next year, but we are making good progress.
Okay. All righty. Stay dry, Mayor.
You too, Joe. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
It's Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.